changing tactics. I was just trying to do what you done, Pat. You ain't brought one verse that says that's a commandment yet. And I know, and you can't see it, but I tried to point it out to you. Anytime that's reading, I was on the Lord's Supper, you just kept harping on that verse that it is the Lord's Supper, and it ain't the Lord's Supper. The only way for it to be the Lord's Supper is for feet washing to follow. That's why I know Acts 20 and 7 is not the Lord's Supper. Can't be the Lord's Supper. I'll get on it if you want on it. We'll get on it a little bit right here. And it came to pass, Luke 24:30-31. Now he said, I said, any time the Lord's Supper was mentioned, that you'd find the feet washing. Isn't that what you said? I said, I don't remember saying that. But I know it follows it. If we do it what like Jesus done it. And again, I was the one who was trying to show you that it wasn't physical dirty when the Lord told them that. You're clean, but not all. I knew what it meant. You're the one who said feet washing was supposed to be to wash their feet. And speaking of that home duty, I tried to go over that to you. Now, those things, it was a home duty, I admitted to, but when it comes to washing saints' feet, I will not admit that's a home duty. I'll admit she was doing what the Lord told her to do. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I've given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. And that's exactly why she done it. Luke 24:30-31, we'll go over this again. And it came to pass that he set at meat with them, he took bread and brake it. And they assumed. The Church of Christ has always assumed that. That means that it's the Lord's Supper in Acts 20:7 just because it said they came together to break bread. And it came to pass that he set at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. Well, that wasn't the Lord's Supper. And their eyes were open and they knew him. Anytime the Bible says break bread does not mean it's always the Lord's Supper. Their eyes were open and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. I believe he mentioned something a while ago that said that I said, I'll not, I believe it's Matthew 26:29. I don't remember quoting that. I think he said I did, but I don't remember quoting it. But I'll read it for you since he read. But I say unto you, I will not henceforth drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Well, that's why I know Luke 24:30 wasn't the Lord's Supper, for one thing. He said he wouldn't do that anymore. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of that fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. He ain't done that yet. No, he hadn't. Acts 20:6-7-11. He can try to get out of this verse, and they can twist it just like he's done it tonight for an hour, saying it's the commandment of God and that we are to observe that commandment. Here's what some do. Mark 7:7-9. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, for laying aside the commandment of God. You'll have to say what Jesus told them was a commandment. You hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many such like things. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you keep your own tradition. That's what they do. Jesus Christ, the commandment was to wash one another's feet. Back to this, Acts 26:7-11. And we sailed away from Philippi back to the days of unleavened bread, and came to them in Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, even if it's what he's talking about, that it's the Lord's Supper, which it isn't. It just said they came together to break bread on the first day of the week. Even if it was for the Lord's Supper, they would have to have the feet washing in order for it to be like Jesus set forth. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech to midnight. So we know what happened when the man fell out of the loft there and was taken up dead. And then Paul came, of course, and he ate. He broke bread, the book says. All right, 1 Corinthians 11:23-34. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, and now I admit this is the Lord's Supper, tarry one for another. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. And he and I agrees on the eating food at home. It's not just to eat in church. We agree to that much. And I believe in the Lord's Supper too, but I disagree with what he says that it's a commandment to do on the first day of the week. And he hadn't showed it tonight that it's a commandment. He may convince the Church of Christ, but there's nothing he said here tonight convinced me about it. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. It'll be reading that way when I'm dead. It'll be reading that way when Pat's dead and gone. It just said they come together to break bread. Well, when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, they had two suppers that night. They had the natural Passover. Then they had God's Son instituted the Lord's Supper. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. After the same manner also, he took the cup, said, drink ye all of this, for this is the New Testament in my blood. That's the Lord's Supper. Then it said, after supper, he laid aside his garments. You cannot separate the two. Regardless of what day you eat it on, you can't separate the two. He riseth from supper, John 13:4-5, laid aside his garment, took a towel and girded himself, after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Now read Acts 20:7 again. Now I believe that this was a church commandment to eat the Lord's Supper, but I don't believe there is a verse in the Bible that tells when to do it, because he plainly said as often, and it doesn't say every first day of the week. You can read the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 16 when they come on the first day of the week when he told them to take up the collection for the saints. You can read the whole chapter, and there's nothing mentioned about that being the Lord's Supper. They come there on the first day of the week. Nothing was said about it in that. I'll read it. 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you take the Lord's Supper. That's the way he preaches it. That's the way he wants you to do it. The book says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store. Lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. So if they were to take the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, somehow or another they missed it there. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. I was going to go into the feet washing and show you the church ordinances, but I believe he got up here and wanted me to get on this so that you wouldn't believe it is a church ordinance. But it was the doctrine of Jesus Christ, wasn't it? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Whosoever therefore first verse of Romans 13th chapter, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. What was the power? The gospel of Christ. Well, Paul said, as God hath distributed to every man, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all the churches, didn't he? Jesus walked in the church, didn't he? He walked in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And if you say you love him, you ought to walk as he walked. Didn't he say that? Well, how did he walk? After he had the Lord's Supper, he had feet washing. This still the Lord's Supper. Acts chapter. Let me read 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. 1 and 2 again of 1 Corinthians 16. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Where's the Lord's Supper in that verse? Where's it at? He said we're supposed to do it every first day of the week. It didn't say they done it here, did it? It don't say it nowhere in the Bible, friends. Acts 2:46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Are we to assume every time it says breaking bread, they were taking the Lord's Supper? There's too much assumption when it comes to the Word of God. Anytime, as I said a while ago, anytime it mentioned the Lord's Supper, and he meant for you to know it was the Lord's Supper, he always spelled it out. 1 Corinthians 10, 20 and 21 and 16. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord. What is the cup of the Lord? Take and drink ye all of it. For this is the New Testament in my blood. And ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. What was the Lord's table? Right, he took the bread and broke it. Said, take ye, this is my body. We observe this Lord's Supper now. And it'll do us till Jesus Christ comes and he girds himself and sets us down to meet and comes forth and serves us. I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. Luke 22:27. He said he wouldn't need it no more till he ate it new with them in his Father's kingdom. 29, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. He'd have you to believe that's here now. The way he taught, the way I understood it. He said that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So if he can show those tables, he can show the 12 thrones and the 12 apostles sitting on them. Wouldn't he be able to? Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. The cup of blessings which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? Can't you see that he makes it plain when he speaks of the Lord's Supper? There's no guess about it. No, there's one place he broke the bread, and I know it wasn't the Lord's Supper either because there was fish involved in eating. They ate fish, so that couldn't have been the Lord's Supper. Anytime it says break it bread or when they broke bread or met to break bread, none of them's the Lord's Supper. Unless he spells it out just like he does here. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Do you do that? Do you use unleavened bread in your Lord's Supper? Or is it soda crackers or something else? This is still the Lord's Supper, ain't it? Do you eat it the way Christ set in order for us to eat it? Here's how He told us to eat it. 1 Corinthians 5, 7 and 8. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. For even Christ, let me read it right. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast. I know that's the Lord's Supper. Not with unleavened bread, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Do they use the bread, unleavened bread, like the Bible teaches in the Lord's Supper in the Church of Christ? He talks about the example. This is it. Jesus hadn't died yet when He took the bread. He first took the natural Passover and gave it, broke it, and divided it among, told them to divide it among themselves. But when He instituted the Lord's Supper, He said, take and eat you all of it. He did not mean for them to divide that. He's the living bread, ain't He? I am the living bread which came down from heaven. What are you eating? Soda crackers or bread in the Lord's Supper? What are you drinking? Fermented wine? Or are you drinking it like God said, as the new wine is found in the cluster? That's just like it's squeezed from the grapes. This is the Lord's Supper. If you want it on it, I'd stay on it. And it came to pass, as He said at meat with them, He took bread and brake it and gave to them. No word did that verse in Luke 24 and 30 mention the Lord's Supper, but He broke bread. Matthew 15, 36, and He took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to His disciples. He brake them. Was that the Lord's Supper? I know it wasn't because there's fish there, but He broke the bread. And the disciples, let me read it all. And He took the seven loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and brake them. He talked about what I believe. I'm a firm believer in what I believe. Wonder why I don't want to debate all over the country. I don't mean this, calling Him this, but I know He's not going to change me. I know I'm not going to change Him. God said, he that's a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. I don't intend to debate them just over and over. It's just like a man told my granddaddy one time, said, this man don't believe the Bible. He wants to have a discussion with you about it. My granddaddy went to him and said, do you believe this book? He said, no. He said, I believe all of it. What have we got to talk about? I believe in the Lord's Supper. I don't believe Acts 20 and 7 was the Lord's Supper. Pat ain't made me believe it. There ain't no Church of Christ, no Carmelite preacher can ever make me believe it. I brought in the woman there that washed feet, well reported of for good works, if she had brought up children, if she had lodged strangers. She could have done either of them there in somebody else's home or hers either. Couldn't she? She may have been watching someone's house and lodged somebody. We don't know. If she had washed feet, again, I say she'd done that because Jesus gave her a commandment. By then, your Lord and Master, they don't want to get out humble enough to do that. Yeah, the Lord's Supper was instituted to remember Jesus by. The feet washing was instituted to remember you brothers and sisters by. Well, this is still on the Lord's Supper. And I'll go back again, wind up on Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, When the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on tomorrow, and continued his speech till midnight. God bless you. Please come out tomorrow night. I've enjoyed it.